Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11. The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is text number 44. Tam Viksha Vismita Bala Sasansu Sadhu Sadhviti Devascha Parisantushta Babu Bhu Pushpa Varsinaha Tambiksha Vismita Bala Sasamsu Sadhu Sadhviti Devascha Parisantushta Babu Pushpa Varsinaha. Tam Viksha Vismita Vala Sansusu Sadhu Saviti Devascha Parisantusta Bhavu Bhu Pushpa Varsinaha Ambiksha Vismita Vala Sasamsu Sadhu Sadhviti Devascha Parisantushta Bhavu Bhu Pushpa Varsinaha. Tam Viksha Vismita Bala Sasansu Sadhu Sadhviti Devascha Parisantushta Babu Bhupata Vasinaha. Tam Viksha Vismita Bala Sadhu Sadhviti Devascha Babu Pushpa Varsinaha Devascha Vala Sadhu Sadhviti Devascha Parisantushta Babu Pushpa Varsinaha. What is it? Ambiksha Vamsita Vala Sansansu Sadhu Sadhviti Devascha Parisantushta Babu Bhu Pushpa Vasinaha. Sanitam Vala Sushu Sadhviti Devascha Parisantushta Babu Bhu Pushpa Vasinaha. Tam Viksha Vismita Bala Sasansu Sadhu Sadhviti Devascha Parisantushta Sadhu Tam vikshya vismita bala sasansu sadusadviti devascha parisantushta. This incident, bhiksha, observing Bhishmitaha, very much astonished. Bala, all the other boys, Sasamsu, praise highly. Sadhu, Saduiti, exclaiming, very good, very good. Deva cha, and all the demigods from the heavenly planets. Parishantushta, being very much satisfied. Babu Bhu became Pushpavarsinaha, showered flowers on Krishna. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Upon seeing the dead body of the demon, all the cowherd boys exclaimed, "Well done, Krishna, well done, very good, very good, thank you." In the upper planetary system, all the demigods were pleased, and therefore they showered flowers on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's no purpose. We go to the next one. I will read that. Tobatsa palako butva sarvalo haika palako sapratar asogo vatsam charayantu vicheratu. Translation. After the killing of the demon, Krishna and Balarama finished their breakfast in the morning, and while continuing to take care of the calves, they wandered here and there. Krishna and Balarama, the Supreme Personalities of Godhead, who maintained the entire creation, now took charge of the calves as if cowherd boys. Purport. Paritranaya sadunam vinasaya chaduskritam. Krishna's daily business here in this material world was to kill the Duskritis. This did not hamper his daily affairs, for it was routine work while he tended the calves on the bank of the river Yamuna. Two or three incidents took place every day, and although these were serious killing, killing the demons one after another appeared to be his daily routine work. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Gaur Govinda Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyade Satarine. I need the blessings of all the senior devotees. Thank you, Matri. Welcome to New York. It's nice to see your presence here. I wish you could be giving this class. Please forgive my pronunciation, my English. So, actually, one time I remember one devotee was giving class. He was a second language. He was speaking Spanish. And one of those things that in the middle of the class, he just started speaking like for 1 minute in Spanish. The class was in English. And he just, because naturally language is there in the back. So everybody was wondering what's going on, and then I make a sign, Prabhu, you speak English. So anyway, so this is a beautiful morning. Today we've been blessed by the great acharyas, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, to be here and be listening the most wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna as a child. It's very sweet. Everybody loves a child. Interesting to know that while Krishna is doing these amazing things, in one sense it appears to be like contradictory. It's like the God of contradictions, but actually it's not. But it appears to be for those who are not trained properly. For example, we hear that Advaita Nachuta Nanari Nananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayova Nancha. He's the youngest and he's the oldest, but he's ever youthful. He's the biggest, but he's very tiny, very, very small, the smallest of the smallest, the biggest of the biggest. He's inside, but he's outside also. He's right here in the heart of every living entity, but he's also far away. And then in the Bhagavad Gita says, what is that? Second verse of ninth chapter, text 2. No, the third one. Okay. Well, there's one verse that I can't remember. For Krishna mentions that he's omnipresent everywhere, yet at the same. Say it again. Avastita. So yeah, everything, he's pervaded everywhere, but at the same time he's aloof from everything. Amazing statements. Only the Vaishnavas can put everything together. So yes, he's a darling boy, very childish. The gopis, and they're very concerned that this little boy is going to be walking in Vrindavan, and you know, his lotus feet who resembles like a lotus petals, very soft, he might be hurt, you know, by the thorns or the stones. So they're concerned. But yet, this little boy is killing biggest demons. It's like, what? Biggest demons, the biggest demons. So the supremacy of Krishna is inconceivable. How to understand this? Through the mercy of the acharyas only. Otherwise, it appears to be like contradictory, because we're living in this world of duality. We try to understand things in our own conception, our perception. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam there is one verse that said, Jnanam paramam guhyanme yad vijnanam samambitam sarahasyan tadangancha grihanagaritanmaya. He says that knowledge about me is very confidential, and it has to be performed in conjunction with devotional service. You might take up this very carefully. So we have to be very carefully understood under the instructions of the Vaishnavas, the acharyas. There is also one verse in the, I think it's in Kundi, what is the name? Chaitanya Manjusha, where it says, it's a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, where it says, Aradyo Bhagavam Brajesa Tanayas Tadama Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachit Upasana Prajavadu Bargena Bakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanan Amalam Puran Prema Pumartu Moham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidan Tatradarana. For it says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and he is to be worshipped along with his transcendental abode, Vrindavan. He said, the highest form of devotional service which is being performed by the gopis in Vrindavan is like the topmost. And He said, Srimad Bhagavatam is the supreme authority on everything. Everything you want to know is Srimad Bhagavatam. And love of God is the ultimate goal of life. So those concise things that we, the devotee says, that we revere highly is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we carefully analyze those things, then we understand. So, well, there's no contradictions in Krishna. Everything harmonized properly. Everything he does is good. Everything he does is for own good. So killing these demons there that every day, it was just like something, you know, secondary in one sense. His real business of Krishna was connecting with his devotees. Connecting with his devotees. He comes to this material world actually for that reason, to be with his pure devotees. For those who are not pure yet, he also, this beautiful descriptions and narration is to capture our minds to get closer to him. Hopefully, that we can, if we meet a pure devotee, then we can be captured. Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is everywhere, is permeated everywhere. You just have to be ready to catch him. Become a perfect crafter, like the crafter who's, you know, crafting a piece of wood. So this material world, it is said, is like hardwood. This material existence is like a hardwood. But a perfect carpenter, he can craft that and make it into a beautiful shape. So if we craft our lives in such a way that we can capture Krishna, and then we're in good situation. So I was asking one devotee, what would you say about this? We already hear so many things. Anything new? He said, why don't you say something about what was the most, you know, like attractive thing that you actually like about Krishna consciousness? So what is the thing that actually captured you? And then I was thinking, wow, let me see. I was analyzing. Honestly, I'm speaking from my sadhu sangha, the best thing. Chanting the holy name, it's like the most amazing thing. Why? Because you learn that by chanting the holy, you know that the holy name and Krishna is no different. So when you have that understanding, or at least try to have that understanding, it makes it easy. If you think the holy name are just words, and then we're unfortunately. So that captured me. And when I heard that, and then, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam, like right now, mostly I don't like to speak because I'm not very fluent in my speaking and I have a dull brain, but I like to hear from devotees. I love to. I cannot miss that. If I miss one day, sometimes I feel like, you know, like the whole day is not working for me. So that I can say definitely, because, you know, whoever is speaking, I just try to get something. And I know that there will be something there that it will nourish me for the whole day. So that's another thing that I really love. The other thing is living in a place like New Dwarka. I mean, being in Vrindavan, being in Mayapur, and wherever, you know, the holy name is chanted, wherever there are devotees, wherever there is Srimad Bhagavatam, wherever there is deity worship, we have everything here. So what is the thing that I don't like? Honestly speaking, I was thinking, I like everything. So unfortunate that I do like everything. You know, now I have to just work on certain things that, you know, we all have material bodies, there are issues, we have family members, we have so many things going on. But we cannot be distracted. We have to come down to Srimad Bhagavatam and hear the pastimes of Krishna by his devotees. So it's beautiful. And there's another one devotee who encourages, actually it's a Mataji, and I love this. It's a pure Mataji, Kunti Devi Mataji. She was saying that in one of his verses, Srimbanti Gayanti, Srimbanti Gayanti, Grinanti Avishnasa, Nandanti Smaranti, Tavehitam Jana, Taeva Hitam Taeva hitam achirankala tapakam neshisera. What is the last verse? Bhava pravaho paramam padam bhujam. She says that, oh Krishna, he says, your name, your pastime, your activities, your glories, if they are chanted and worshipped by the devotees, he said, pretty soon, those devotees who hear it attentively will dispel all the miseries of this material world, because they will be able to see soon your lotus feet. They will be captured your lotus feet. So hearing, remembering, and he says, and also that person who is listening or hearing somebody else like that, and he derives pleasure from that, he also gets liberated. So he will become attracted to hear and then remember and then keep chanting and then give it to others. That's the most amazing thing. So we are assisting actually Srila Prabhupada in this mission. Srila Prabhupada said also that this Krishna consciousness movement is meant to train one how to transfer oneself from the jada. Jada means the ignorant, dull mentality, to the Brahman mentality. Brahman, transcendental mentality, Krishna conscious mentality. So Krishna comes down to this material world to enjoy the pastimes with his devotees, to actually capture our minds. That's one of the reasons Krishna comes. Krishna comes for many reasons here. Actually, Mother Kunti Devi, Mataji Kunti Devi, she says that. She says, Krishna, she says, some people says that you came here and you took birth, although you weren't born, you were born here to give joy to to the pious kings. And also others say that you came here to take birth in the family of the Yadus, one of your dearest devotee, and you just appear like a sandalwood in the Malaya hills in his family. Another says that you appear here to be to answer the prayers of Devaki and Nanda, I mean Devaki and Vasudev, and you took birth in them too. And others people says that you came here to answer the prayers of Lord Brahma when this world was overburdened. So and actually also you appear here to rejuvenate. Others say that you appear to rejuvenate the path of devotional service. So that's a fact. You know, we are here sitting down and all these devotional activities being offered to us is because Krishna came, because the acharyas took it hardly, and now we are here trying to assist them, and hopefully we can, you know, relish this. This process of Krishna consciousness is susukam kartam avyayam, is a lot of pleasure. There's no, how do you say, morosousness. And that's why Krishna, when he comes here, you know, he's just joyfully playing. And sometimes it appears like when he's killing, when he's going to chastise Kaliya, that's been caught up for like a couple hours in his coils of Kaliya. Actually, it's just to increase the love of his devotees. They practically, you know, like die. Seeing the Nanda Maharaja, saw them, Mataji, the cowherd boys, everybody's the cows. Everybody's like, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And Balaram, who knows everything, you know, he just like, Krishna, come on, just, you know, your devotees are going to die here. You know, like, do something. So just to increase his devotees, but actually everything Krishna does is so perfectly well to bring you back to all the joy that he performs. It's actually here too for us. It's just because, like me, let's say my dull mentality, my ignorance, and covering is there, and we have some physical problems too, like let's just say, let's be honest on that. See, if devotees sometimes are missing the programs or something, we understand that because some bodily deficiencies, but actually those devotees who've been here for many years, I've been seeing they're really good examples for me, and I always like to be around these devotees, this community, and any community where this five angas of devotional service are performed were well situated. Even one of these angas of devotional service, like sadhu sangha, namakirtan, sravana kirtanam, deity worship, living in the holy place, can take us back to Godhead. And another thing I wanted to say is not good to speak about oneself, but as I was traveling with Drigupati Prabhu, I was revealing some of my childhood life, and before, you know, from the age of like since I was born until maybe 9, 10, 11 years. And interesting to know that, you know, when you hear the descriptions of Vrindavan, how beautiful it is, the caves, the waterfalls, the birds, the flowers, and being there with it, such a beautiful environment, I had to be the fortune to be in that environment. And not only that, but also I was taking care of my animals, you know, helping my father to till the land. We have bulls. I was riding my horses. I had horses, beautiful horses. And grew up with a lot of animals there. Unfortunately, I didn't have Krishna consciousness. I mean, you know, I didn't know about Krishna. In some ways, you know, we do know God is there, but that's it, like in an impersonal way. But it's almost like in a sense, you know, like I don't know how to say it. I don't want to play too Sahaya, but it's like kind of similar thing, you know, as far as nature goes and the simplicity of the village, you know, just maybe like 200 people in a small village, and then the animals, we have to go and pasture them. I will go and just see the deers, the animals, the rabbits, beautiful flowers coming up, picking up the flowers, putting them in their sombrero here, and then you just look around, everything is so beautiful. So when you hear the descriptions of Vrindavan, you say, yeah, Vrindavan, yeah, I can relate to that. It's like my heart is hankering. It's like, yes, this city life is hell, my God, I can't stand it. Then I realize something, how my consciousness changed from that innocent village boy to city life. Now you have to go to school. There's no school in small places. So I went to the city. Oh my God. Everything changed. The sound vibration, the noise of the machines, terrible noise. TV is there. Electricity. We didn't have electricity. We light up with wood. I told you that. And so the point I'm trying to make here is that we have to be aware that more and more and more that this is not a natural way of living. Let's not be in a dream that this is a place to live. This is not a place for a gentleman. Little bit can be in those, you know, these rich people, millionaires, when they make a lot of money, the first thing they want to do is to get out and go to retreat, to go in a place where it's like good atmosphere, where it's like the ocean, the waterfalls and all these. So, okay, now we have a business to do here. We are servants of Srila Prabhupada. We're trying to be servants of Prabhupada. I'm trying to be a devotee. So I'm sacrificing that is killing me being in the cities. Even I go there, but I can see the freeways, the noise, the music, everything is like... So therefore I made like not a vow, but it's like I want to be here all the time. Like I want to be in any temple where there's the program, where is Bhagavatam, where is the chanting of the holy name, where they have Harinam. If you don't have Harinam, some problem is there. Harinam is the life and soul of the devotees. And we go there and we chant and we try to reach out some people there, and we can see how they get transformed a little bit, at least for the time being when the holy name is chanted. And if they don't, we shouldn't get discouraged. You know, we understand through the scriptures, you know, the jata mentality, jata, like jata, dog, brain, unfortunately, this material civilization makes them like that. So one thing to do is to carefully analyze these different angas or devotional service, perform them. If at least one of them would become attracted, become attached to that, and work on that. And living in the association of devotees is wonderful. It's a purifying thing. sometimes there's some difficulties, a lot of times too, but it's just a flimsy, it's just ephemeral, it just will go away quickly. Let's not harbor, how do you say, in the heart some misunderstandings or disagreements. It's childish, because eventually our goal is Goloka Vrindavan. So tolerate a little bit, you know. Sometimes somebody tells you something. I've been chastised, and sometimes I've been chastised by Vrigupati, and I like it. The ego might be like a little bit there, but then I remember, no. You have to be corrected. If you come to this movement and you don't want to be corrected, it's unfortunate, because you're missing your opportunity. You want to react immediately. The ego doesn't allow, you know, it doesn't allow it. But you may progress. It's for your well-being. And I can say again one more time that I would like to be corrected. So any one of you can tell me, you know, you're doing something wrong, I will take it. My wife corrects me a lot of times. And it's like, oh my God, you know, yeah. And then I say, yeah, she's right. But the ego doesn't want sometimes admit that. But she corrects me a lot of times. And I say, yeah, it hurts, but it's true. I have to take the humble position. So any devotee here who sees anything wrong in me, please let me know. Because I don't want to stay in this material world. No, I don't want to come back again. So now, just to there's maybe like 5 minutes, because I love very much the understanding of the Vaishnavas. Like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has some deep realizations about Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's names, Krishna's entourage, and when he poetically describe this, it just like melts your heart, and you just feel like, yes, I want to hear him. I want to hear him. So I want to just mention some description of the different names of Krishna. He says, from the Deviva Varisisan, he says, Yasoda Dulala, Govinda Gopala, Vrindavana Purandara, Gopi Priyajana, Radhika Ramana, Bhuvana Sundara Vara. He says, he's the darling of Mother Yasoda, the giver of pleasure to the cows, land, and spiritual senses, and the protector of the cows. He is the lord of the Vrindavan forest, the gopis, beloved, the lover of Radhika, and the most beautiful personality in all the worlds. Ravanantakara Makanataskara Gopi Janavaksistrahari Brajira Rakala Gopa Vrindapala Chitahari Vansidari. As Ramachandra, he brought about the end of the demonic king Ravana. As Krishna, he stole the older gopis' butter. He stole the younger gopis' clothes while they were bathing in the Yamuna. He is a cowherd boy of Braja and the protector of the cowherd boys. He steals the hearts of all and always holds a flute. 5. Yogindra Vandana Srinandanandana Braja Janabaya Hari Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Vansi Vihari. Lord Krishna is worshipped by the best of yogis and is the son of Nanda. He removes all the fears of the inhabitants of Braja. He is the color of a fresh rain cloud, and his form is enchanting. When he wanders about playing his flute, he looks very charming. Yasoda Nandana Kamsani Sudana Nikunja Rasa Vilasi Kadamba Kanana Rasa Parayana Vrindavipina Nivasi. He's the son of Yasoda, the killer of King Kansa, and he sports in the Rasa dance among the groves of Braja. Krishna engages in this Rasa dance underneath the Kadamba trees. and he resides in the forest of Vrindavan. Anandavardhana Premaniketana Pulasarayoya Kakama Gopangana Gana Chita Vinodana Samasta Guna Gana Dhamma. He increases the ecstasy of his devotees. He is the reservoir of all love and is the transcendental Cupid who uses his flower arrows to increase the loving desires of the gopis. He is the pleasure of the gopis' hearts and the abode of all wonderful qualities. Yamuna Jivana Keli Parayana Manasa Chandra Chakora Namasudara Saka O Krishna Yasa Rakovachana Manamora. Lord Krishna is the life of the river Yamuna. He is always absorbed in amorous pastimes, and he is the moon of the gopis' minds, which are like the chakora birds that subsist only upon moonlight. O mine, obey these words of mine and sing the glories of Sri Krishna in the form of these holy names, which are full of nectarian mellows. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahayana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanande. Any reflections from the devotees? Anything that you would like to add? Any questions? Yes.
Close to 39. Thank you. Nice class. I just since you asked for a reflection, you've been a devotee 38 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing book distribution continuously. So how did you manage that? How is it? What is it that keeps you going? You know, that you've been doing book distribution for 38 years continuously.
So many times, you know, sometimes when somebody asks you a question, there's not only one answer. There's so many varieties of way. For example, when we were traveling, this minister, Christian preacher, he asked me, "What makes you join this?" And to him I answered, I said, "You know, believe it or not, I took it as a challenge." "It's a challenge?" He said, "Yeah, you know what, everybody wants to be a hero, and you do anything to be like great in everything, either businessman or like manager or this or that, or in anything, getting the most beautiful of everything, women, or getting houses, or being rich, hero like among your friends. But you know, I analyzed myself and I thought, knowing my materialistic nature, what everything I was doing opposite to the..." He's a religious person, so he said opposite to the religious principles. "It's no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no, you know, intoxication." And I thought, wow, let me see if I'm able to control my senses. I took that as a challenge in the beginning. That's what I'm telling him. So then I thought, you know, sex life. Oh my God, you know, but if I'm able to do it, I will be a hero. It's not very easy, but you'll be like the greatest hero if you can able to control that. So I came with that, you know, desire. Like I said, yeah, I want to do other things too, but that's very difficult. By Krishna's mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I've been gradually, you know, like I've been almost, I can say, not engaged in gross sex. Now it works. The process works. And my wife can confirm, you know, I'm not, you know, like when you're young, you just want to get mad and crazy. Now we have to work in other subtle things. So, okay, for the devotees, I will say, what makes you, everything is so wonderful about Prabhupada's teachings here. What makes me, when I came, the first thing I heard, some very intelligent devotees, very sharp, very like well acquainted with the philosophy, and then the process of chanting and dancing, the prasad and the association of devotees, everything is like, it's hard to tell. Some devotees joined, they said because of prasad, and some devotees because of the books, and some devotees said, "Actually, I joined because of Srila Prabhupada. I didn't have that fortune to be like physically at the time, But I heard the voice. He says, you know, I'm not so much as a reader person. I don't read books. But Prabhupada was my whole inspiration, just to be next to him. So for me, it was to be next to Prabhupada disciples who were into the service. That's what I said. These people are serious. They want God. They want to understand God. And they relish in. Those who are still here, they relish in Krishna consciousness. So I would say it's a lot of different things, but that's more or less now. Srila Prabhupada Kiya.